welcome to Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Psalm 117, and I'm going to go ahead and read the whole thing to you. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Well, what I just read is the shortest chapter in all of the Bible. It is just those two verses, and the main theme, you might say, is pretty easy to understand. It is that we should praise the Lord. But who should be praising the Lord? This is the interesting part, is because the command to praise the Lord is given to all nations. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. Much of the Old Testament story is God's faithfulness to his chosen people, Israel. And from Genesis 12 to the very end of the book, we see God's interactions with his called out peoples, the nation of Israel. But part of that blessing, all the way back in Genesis 12, is that one day all the nations of the world will be blessed through them, through the nation of Israel, primarily through the coming Messiah, who we know on the other side of the New Testament is Jesus, Jesus Christ. Through him, salvation has been brought not just to one nation, but to all nations, to all peoples. So, in a way that we can't every Old Testament verse, we can claim for our own, as the Gentile church in the middle of Sebring, Florida, Psalm 117 as one of our psalms. This is written to us, for us, including us, as God's chosen people. And why are we praising the Lord? For great is his steadfast love toward us. And when we talk about steadfast love, this is that word that Pastor Adam preached on a couple years back, hesed. This is his showing great favor towards us and expecting nothing back, and because of nothing that we have done. God's steadfast love marks the character of our God in the Old Testament and the New Testament. He is one who looks out for those who have nothing to offer him back. It's why in the Psalms we see him as the father to the fatherless. He looks out for the widows. He looks out for the less than. In the New Testament, we are told that religion that is pure and faultless is to look after orphans and widows in their distress and keep one's self unstained from the world. God is looking out for those who have nothing to offer him because, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, his strength is shown in our weakness. His greatness is shown in our failures and in our neediness. Great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. This is our reminder that the work that God has begun in us, he will be faithful to complete. That when we are in his hands, nothing can take us out of it. He is faithful even when we are faithless. Our God is truly worthy of our praise. And we can praise him because, as John 3:16 says, God so loved the world. That includes you and that includes me. So, let's do today what God's word says and to praise the Lord, all the nations. And so the next question would be, well, what does it mean to praise the Lord? Well, that could be an entire podcast on its own, but we'll just start with this. That to praise the Lord is to say out loud who our God is and what he has done. And praise has a very communal aspect to it. This is not something that we primarily do alone, though it is something we should do alone. It's something we're going to do in church. It's something we are going to do to our friends and our families when we talk about the goodness of God, that we speak aloud his excellencies, who he is, and all that he has done for us. Praise will primarily be a verbal thing versus worship, which encompasses all of our lives, our response to who God is, and what he has done for us. Praising means that we're going to talk about it. We're going to sing about it. We're going to praise his name. So this is the least that we can do for how great our God is and his love for us. So God, we thank you for Psalm 117 and that you tell us so many important things that we are included in your gospel promises. God, that you have steadfast love for us, that you are faithful to us. Even those people who are on the other side of the world from where you began your work in redemption, But God, you are continuing to tell your story through our lives, and we praise you for it. Show us how we can continue to praise you. You are a good and faithful God. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.